Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. There's a picture of ecstasy on the front of the Irish Examiner sports section this morning. It shows in close-up Cork hurling legend Dermot O'Sullivan hugging a player tightly after Sarsfields won the senior county hurling final in Páirc Uí Chaoimh yesterday. The headline there is Tears of Joy. However, it is the only joyful picture in the news and sports pages this morning, which are a veil of tears. On the front page of the Irish Times sports section, Dan Sheridan's large photo from Paris on Saturday night shows a line of five distraught Irish players from behind as they lean over the barriers, being hugged and comforted by family and friends. The front page of the Irish Sun shows Johnny Sexton's son crestfallen with the headline, "You're still the best, Dad." The same headline is on the front page of the Irish Daily Star without the comma, reading, "You're still the best, Dad." The Irish Daily Star has a picture of a stunned-looking Paul Mescal in the stands, while beside it, the paper talks about the boulevard of broken Irish dreams. The front page of the Irish Times covers the decline in roads policing here in recent years with an analysis by Conor Lally. In this, he details the fall in the numbers of checks, detections and charges over recent years for mobile phone use, drink driving and speeding. Below that story, a report that appears in all the papers that five men died on our roads over the weekend. These included one man who was killed while standing at a bus stop in Limerick. The Belfast Telegraph reports that another of those killed was well-known country music drummer Chris Bradley. The paper says tributes were paid to him by singers Declan Nerney and Daniel O'Donnell. Elsewhere in the Belfast Telegraph, Mary McAleese is quoted as saying that the Catholic Church has a lot of responsibility for Savita Halappanavar's death. The Irish Independent has the same story, in which Mary McAleese says that she knew Savita through her own daughter and that she says she died as a result of a ridiculous situation. In other news stories, the Irish Daily Mail reports that 23 people died in Irish prisons last year, compared to 8 in 2021. The Independent tells us that new EU rules will allow for Europe-wide class action suits by consumers against companies. Eta Gibney, a corporate communications specialist, says this law has the potential to transform the litigation landscape in Ireland. The front page of the Irish Independent brings us back to tears, and this time real-world tears. It has a large photo of two children in Gaza crying as Israel prepares to attack, while the Irish Sun has a large two-page photo of Israeli troops assembling for invasion. At the top left-hand corner of that picture is a photo of a grief-stricken man outside a morgue in Gaza. He's cradling a body wrapped in a sheet, while on the opposite page, a woman at a funeral in Israel kneeling to embrace a corpse wrapped in the Israeli flag. The Irish Times reports that there are 40 Irish citizens currently in Gaza, some aid workers and some Irish Palestinians. The Irish Daily Star writes that Patrick Keelty has been praised for his emotional speech on the Israel-Palestine conflict, which he gave at the end of the Late Late Show on Friday night. And Micheál Martin has written a piece for the Irish Daily Mail under the headline, "Complying with humanitarian laws is not optional, it's obligatory."
Ronan, thank you very much.